Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
About 100 West Seneca parents were protesting last night to get their kids back in school. Molly Dana is one of them. She's the parent of two children in West Seneca, and she's joining us on the Lifeline. Molly, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're glad you could talk with us. There really hasn't been a lot of attention on West Seneca schools so far this year, but this district has been fully remote. What is the situation with the return to school and the reopening plan?
Well, currently, there is a skeleton of a plan for our elementary students. Our elementary parents actually just had to recently fill out a survey to determine what kind of hybrid model the district would be giving to our elementary students. But as for our middle school and our high school students, we really are left in the dark still. There are so many questions to be answered about what the hybrid model will look like for our kids. And as of right now, middle school and high school kids are not scheduled to be back to school until January 4th. So you have a lot of West Seneca parents who are extremely frustrated.
What's the reasoning from the district on, you know, after waiting 2 months, it would be 3 months before even the first students are allowed to go back in a hybrid model, for needing an additional 2 months or so after that to welcome middle and high schoolers back and get everybody in a remote model? Why have they said they need so much time to phase this in?
That's a great question. It's exactly what the majority of parents in West Seneca are wondering as well. You know, we hear district leadership say that it's, you know, all about safety. But honestly, at this point in time, when we, the parents in West Seneca and the parents in Buffalo, we really are the only districts left that are still in a complete remote model. So at this point, we are really looking for answers. We're pressing for answers. And when you look to all of the surrounding districts who have hybrid and remote models, at this point, we feel that our kids are really missing out and there really aren't any more excuses.
Do you find yourself looking around at neighboring districts and saying, how are they able to do it and West Seneca can't?
Absolutely. I mean, you really could go on any local district's website and see the reopening plan. And, you know, my husband and I have friends and family across Erie County. We have so many family and friends in local districts, and, you know, they're making it happen. There isn't a perfect plan out there, for sure. You know, there certainly are hiccups involved in every plan, but every district really worked hard over the summer to create plans for their students. And, you know, right now we should not be in the drafting stages of a plan. We really should be bringing our kids back.
The district sent out a survey to parents, I think it was a little over a week ago, maybe it was a couple of weeks ago, asking about the hybrid learning model. But it was really only asking parents if they wanted kids to go back in a hybrid fashion for a full or a half day. Now, from the outside, looking at that, you kind of look at it and say, well, you know, it's kind of like a duh question. You know, if they're going to go back to school, we'd want them in there for the full day. How did you view that survey that was sent out by the district?
Well, you know, both of my boys, I have a son who is an eighth grader at West Middle, and I have a junior at West Senior. And so we didn't receive that survey. So right now the district is concentrating on the elementary children. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is just too late in the game. And yes, you know, many of our friends in West Seneca have little kiddos at the elementary school. And the survey results did show that parents, you know, wanted the full day remote schedule. So we're still waiting to see what that will look like. And, you know, our superintendent even said right now we're only concentrating on elementary. So if you have a child in middle school or the high school, you're out of luck at this point.
Right. Boy, how are your boys dealing with this? I mean, as far as academically and socially and emotionally?
Yeah, I mean, the social and emotional piece is huge. You know, they are missing their friends. They are missing their teachers tremendously. And, you know, that's the heartbreaking part here. You know, I have two boys who take full advantage of, you know, the comprehensive education that West Seneca has offered in the past. I have boys who are involved in sports and musicals and art and concerts. So that piece is missing. And every day I hear both of them, you know, come out of their makeshift classrooms, a.k.a. their bedrooms, and they just say, Mom, we miss school. We want to get back to school. So, you know, for us, we're lucky because they are independent and they are maintaining in this, you know, fully virtual model, and their teachers are doing a great job. I mean, honestly, they, you know, the teachers have been kind of thrust into this model as well, and they're doing the best they can. But, I mean, the real crisis in our district right now is with our elementary. I mean, little ones are not built to be learning this way. They are not built to have a full day behind a screen. So, you know, we have so many families that are really in crisis right now. I mean, little ones at home trying to learn this way, I just can't imagine.
Is there acknowledgement, as far as what you've heard from the district, in, you know, the fact that everything you just mentioned, and, you know, students aren't really getting that, you know, as good as the teachers are, as much as you can try to do things great remotely, whether it's the social, emotional parts of school, students aren't getting that education if they're not in person. Has there been enough attention placed on that by whether it's the school board or the superintendent in making these plans?
No, I mean, I really don't believe so. You know, we really aren't getting any answers. We're not, you know, parents who have questions and concerns, you know, are really upset because we aren't getting answers. So that's why we decided to organize. That's why we had our protest last night. You know, none of us want to be in this position with our district. You know, we love our schools and we love our teachers, which is why we are fighting so hard to get our kids back into school. But at this point, we are not getting the answers that we need, and we're not getting the answers that our kids deserve.
Molly, we appreciate the time you could spend with us this morning, and good luck to you. We'll keep following this for you as well. That's Molly Dana, a parent of an 8th and 11th grader at West Seneca Schools.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.